she said. I glanced over and saw the hostess approaching again. When I saw who was following her, I elbowed George.
Hey, it's the honeymooners.
Who? Bess and Alan asked. Just someone we sort of met earlier, George told them. By then, the newcomers were at the table. Vince and Lacey both appeared to be in a much better mood than they had been the last time we'd seen them. Lacey looked lovely in a soft blue gown, and Vince was handsomer than ever in his dinner jacket and tie. Soon, more introductions had been traded.
Honeymooners, huh? Coral said, winking at the rest of us. Don't worry. We won't mind if you need to kiss between courses.
Meanwhile, Babs was leaning forward, peering at Lacey.
You look familiar, my dear, she said.
Doesn't she, girls?
Alice glanced over.
Oh, yes, she exclaimed. You don't have a sister who works for Jubilee Cruise Lines, do you?
Coral gasped.
You're right. Why, if Lacey had darker hair and blue eyes, she'd be the spitting image of that pretty young singer on our Caribbean cruise last year.
Lacey looked taken aback.
No, you must be mistaken. I don't have a sister.
Vince put a protective arm around her shoulders.
It's okay, he told her.
Then he smiled at the ABCs.
She's a little shy. Always gets tongue-tied when someone mentions how beautiful she is, even though it happens all the time.
Well, of course it must, Babs exclaimed, while Coral tut-tutted pleasantly.
Lacey gave them a wan smile.
I only wish I was related to someone at Jubilee, she said softly. Maybe then we'd be on one of their cruises right now, instead of taking a chance on this brand-new untested cruise line. She shivered. I haven't felt right since Vince and I spotted that body earlier.
Body? Alice's eyes widened. What body?
Didn't you hear what happened at the pool right before we set sail? Vince asked.
Coral leaned forward.
No, but do tell.
I traded a worried look with Bess and George as the honeymooners started describing what had happened. The cruise director might have smoothed things over earlier, but it seemed the gossip was still spreading. Just then, there was a clatter from the next table. I glanced over and saw that Tobias, the bratty kid from our hall, had just dropped an entire tray of rolls on the floor. His father was scolding him while his mother bent down to try to salvage the rolls. Several waiters were already making a beeline for the table.
That kid causes a commotion everywhere he goes, doesn't he? George said.
I nodded. I'd just noticed that Wendy the travel blogger was at the same table as Tobias. She'd traded in her casual granny dress for a pink tulle vintage prom gown and a headband with a large plastic flower on it. Her laptop sat on the table beside her plate as she chattered nonstop at the man sitting next to her. I wasn't sure she'd even noticed the roll mishap.
Whoa! Alan exclaimed suddenly, staring off in a different direction.
Do you see who I see?
As I glanced that way, a flash of color caught my eye. It was Mr. Hawaiian Shirt. He was sitting at another table with half a dozen other...